Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Thank you, Lord,
for blessing us this day.
We thank you, Lord, for your word.
Yeah.
Hope and pray and know that it will not come out and go back forward.
Please,
hide me behind the cross.
Please,
see lesser of me.
Please, Lord Jesus.
And more.
Yeah.
Have that way, Lord Jesus.
Please, Lord.
Touch somebody in the house of
prayer.
Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For your word today.
Yes.
We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will please the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Have mercy.
Have mercy.
And Lord Jesus, I ask for the anointed Holy Ghost to touch someone.
Yeah.
And we bless your word today
in
the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's say good morning again.
Good morning.
To all. If you have your Bibles, we're going to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14. You have it say amen. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus. Old Testament. Second book in the Bible. Exodus. Got Genesis and then Exodus. 14th chapter. And the 14th verse. Just to encourage someone this morning. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14.
Amen.
Have it say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just to encourage all of us here, amen.
Amen.
The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.
Amen.
The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they may go forth. But lift up thine rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor on Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Egyptians shall I know that I am the Lord. When I have gotten honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, upon his horsemen. 19 said, and the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. It came to pass, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light. It gave light by night to them, so that one came not down the other. All night you may be seated.
Amen.
In the presence of the Lord. The Lord will make a way.
Yes,
somebody in here.
Amen.
The Lord
Amen.
Will make a way.
Yes, it will. Yes, sir.
Say that again. The Lord
yes, sir.
Will make a way.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you, but I know that the Lord will work it out.
Yes,
yes, it will.
He may not come when you want him to come.
But
yeah, he may take a little while, seem like, you know, we can't hurry him.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're waiting, we can praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And while we're waiting, we can say, Lord, I know that if the devil brought me to this mess, I'm sure you can bring me through the mess.
Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
In this chapter, you will find that God had been talking to Moses for many, many days. And the Lord had told Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
My Lord.
And tell him that I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. And so Moses began to hear what thus said the Lord.
Yeah.
But Moses began to have some excuses about the situation.
Yeah.
He said, I'm tired-tongued, and I can't speak well, and all this. God didn't want Abraham, he just wanted Moses. God don't need a whole lot of folks to do his work. No matter how people get mad and upset, the word either going to draw you or run you. That's just the book. It don't matter if it's me. If it hurt, just say out and keep going. Because I'm trying to make heaven my home. Right. Now, we can play with this thing all you want. But I'm trying to, when I lay down in my grave, I want to hear him say, well done.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The Lord says, look what he says. It says, the Lord, now he's talking to Moses. In this 14th chapter, that's when God got tired of fooling and playing around with Pharaoh.
Yes, sir.
You know, the Lord get tired sometimes.
My Lord.
Yeah. Of folks going around doing his folks any kind. You can't do God's people any kind of way and expect to get a blessing. You can't shut the job of God either, because the Lord know you when you, before you even got in the womb, that we told you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, before you even got in the womb, I knew who you were.
Yes,
sir. And one thing about the Lord, he will sustain you if you're going through a storm.
Wow.
If you keep your hand in God's unchanging hand. Right. If you keep your own saying, Lord, I'm going to press on anyway because you say you're going to fight for me. If you keep on telling the Lord, Lord, I believe and trust in you. You say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding with all thy word. Lord, you say in your word, if I be lifted up, if you keep on saying that, sooner or later the Lord will step in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he still might not deliver you out of that situation, but he'll give you some peace.
Amen.
Which passes all understanding. Look at this chapter here for a minute. I ain't gonna be long. Moses began to see the magnificent power of God.
Yes, sir.
You had Pharaoh and his army in front.
Yes, sir.
And you had, I'm sorry, in front was the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And you had Pharaoh in the army.
Yes, sir.
In the back.
Yes, sir. Right.
So I'm going to drop down and talk from that 19th verse. You see, the Bible said that the children of Israel were led by a pillar of fire by night.
Yeah.
And they were led by a pillar of cloud by day. And one thing about the children of Israel, they was God's chosen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just like I was chosen by God.
Amen.
God found me in my mess. I didn't ask for this. I didn't want this. I said, Lord, I can't do this and follow you because you're too holy. I had that much sin.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Lord heard me and he just let me go on a little further. But when he got tired, he stepped in.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And people that was talking about me, he was writing it in my heart.
Yes.
And making it plain. Could I get a witness? I know that the Lord will come to your rescue.
Yes,
sooner or later.
Yes,
I know that the Lord will deliver you out of whatever you're going through sooner or later. The Lord will see you through your storm sooner or later. The old folks say, just a little talk with the Lord will make everything all right.
Yes, sir.
Here they are.
Mahalo.
Scared to death.
Yes, sir.
They don't know which way down they go. They can't go left. They can't go right. They in the middle of nowhere. God will make a way out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Yes, sir. You can't be God's giving no how to now. He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house and prove me here. You can't be God's giving. No matter how you try. You ain't got the money God got. The money you got is for God.
Anyway, yes, sir.
Now, see me here. I heard somewhere where he said the cattle on 1,000 hills is mine. And if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you.
No. So the place you got that ain't yours anyway. Close your eyes and see what they
want. Straight up.
My Lord. Nothing be coming to this world. Nothing be going to take out of this world.
Bless
the name.
That's right.
The only thing we going to take out of this world is that old flesh and the body we came in.
Yeah.
And that's going to the graveyard. But he's coming back for something that he put in a, that's called that soul. That's going to live on and on one of these old days.
Yes, sir.
I know I got a witness here.
Yes, sir.
I ain't been up and down the day. I've been talked about 25 years. I tell my wife, I've been talked about. I'm keep on people been talking about me, lying on me. But I know one thing. If I just keep my hand in God.
Yes,
sir.
Because when you talking, I'm praying. Because the prayers of a righteous man are very this morning. And I'm trying to help somebody this morning to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's going to see you through whatever you're going through. He may not come when you want to come.
my glory than before. But he's all. Lord, I got tired of playing with Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Pharaoh was a mean man.
Yeah.
Didn't even care about his own family. Mm. Had some of them killed.
Yes, sir.
Do you know some people like that so mean and hateful?
Yeah.
They hateful to their own self.
Yes,
say all kind of praise and stuff. Don't even make no sense. But
one day,
Matthew 12:36 says you're going to have to give an account.
Sure do.
One day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who you are. You got to give an account. Even if it's me. Because I know one thing. The Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. But the Lord said, if I am for you, who can be against you? One thing you got to know when you're going through something, tell the Lord, say, Lord, you say, if you're for me, who can be against me? You say to your word, you'll never leave me alone. Lord, I'm depending on you. I'm trying to run this way, but I need your
help.
Hello.
Help. You got to talk to us, Stevens. I tell you it over and over, boy.
Yes, sir.
You better listen to what I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Because it'll take you a long way. I ain't get you overnight.
No.
Mm-hmm. A lot of crying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I fast, my heart be skipping beats. Like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a funeral, but I was still on fast.
Uh-huh.
The devil say, go eat your honey, boy. I said, no, I can't do that. I'm not going to bring no shame on God's name because me and him got a relationship. And when you got a relationship with the Lord, you got something.
Right.
I don't care if money can't buy that. You got to have, when you got a relationship with the Lord. You know what people say when you don't even have to say nothing. You'll be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And that's why I'm wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Because when you got the Holy Ghost, I'm trying to tell you these words. When you got the Holy Ghost with you, it pick up the most spirits. You pick them up. But that don't mean you gotta say nothing about it.
Amen.
Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. That's
right.
The word. That's what James said, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to the text. What it said, and the Bible said, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel,
yes, sir,
it removed and went behind. Good God Almighty.
My Lord.
God know how to take care of you. The Lord know how to keep you away from the enemy.
Uh-huh.
Because he said in Psalm 107:2, he said, blessed are them whom he had delivered from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemer of the, that's what it say. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Yeah.
All of us at one time was in the enemy's camp, but because of his grace and mercy, he pulled all of us out of the enemy camp, and now we're in a good camp, and the enemy tried to get us back on the bad camp. But you got to say, devil, you're a lie, because he wanted out there on top of
all right.
Moses here.
My Lord.
Scared to death.
Yes, sir.
Don't know which way to go. Down that crane. Think about it. Down that crane.
Uh-huh.
The Red Sea in front.
Wow.
And God said to the children of Israel, don't go look to the left. It ain't good back there, but don't look to the right.
Uh-huh.
He said, Lord, what you want these people to do? And there were 600,000 footmen. He said, move them front.
Well,
how I'm going forward, they're going to the Red Sea right there. Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
But the Lord, when you're down to nothing, I told you, listen, God is up to something.
Yeah.
And God will make a way out of no way.
Yeah.
He'll put a door where there ain't no door.
Yeah.
He'll shut a door that no man can open. And he'll open a door that no man can shut.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing when you fall into the hands of the Lord. It's a terrible act, Brother Paul.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was going down there killing Christians. He says, all right.
My Lord.
I thank God. I thank God that you ain't great. But I'm testifying.
Yes, sir.
I thank God that the age I'm not old, but I've never seen a knife on me yet.
Man.
I'm like O'Shaughnessy Young. I thank God that when he brought me out of Egypt, I call it, 30 years ago, I ain't got a jaywalking ticket yet. Because the Lord got his hand on me. When I left out of that place, he said, Eugene, there's going to be some people that's going to shake your hand, but they don't mean you no good. There's going to be some people that's going to laugh in your face, but they don't mean you no good. He said, Eugene, there's going to be some people that give you money, and they're going to talk about you when they give it to you. But that's all right, because he said, I'm going to be with you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's what he said, I'm going to be with you. That's what he showed. And I remember it like yesterday. Because the Holy Ghost came upon me. And the Holy Ghost began to work on me inside out.
Can I just, I'm just testifying. Because when the sanctified sisters came to me, they had a guy jump up and down for a whole hour or something. And Mama Mary said, we're not going to eat till you come up here, Eugene Stevenson. And she began to lay her hands on Diane. She began to pray in the spirit. She began to pray to God in the spirit. She began to say the same thing God said. That's why I know this thing is real. You can't play with this thing. You'll get burned if you try to play with this thing. If you don't want to go bother it, you better leave it alone. Because God is not pretty no man. And he ain't for no children. God is real, and he's real in your soul.
Amen.
Yeah. Station for generation.
My
Lord. Look at the text. It says, I want you to know, this is what God said. I want you to know that this angel is sent from God. And this angel, it wasn't with one, notice that now. Leading a whole lot of folks. It wasn't no 50. God don't need a lot of folks to do his work. He just needs somebody to say whosoever will and have a willing heart. God don't need you for nothing, man. Don't you never think you need God. God don't need you or me. God said, I'm God all by myself.
You better go. Come here, Isaiah 4:13. He said, you are my witnesses and my servant. That he said, I want you to tell him, Isaiah, that I before me there was no God, neither shall there be after me.
Isaiah 43:10. Go read it for yourself. And then Isaiah 43:2 said, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. When thou walkest through the fire, the flame shall not kindle upon thee. I know I got witness here. In other words, whatever you're going through, you can mount it up with Psalms 23:4 say, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art thy staff, it comforts me. Every time I turn around, I can hear trouble on every side, but I can stand. Have mercy on me. I can stand and say, Lord, you say that you're going to be with me. You say that you're going to lead me. You say that you're going to hold my hand. I need you to hold it now.
Yes, sir. Oh,
yeah. And you're holding
me. Oh, Jesus.
You're holding me. Yes, sir. He know how to work your situation out. When you're trying to figure it out, God is not ready to work it out. I'm trying to tell somebody, the Lord will make a way out of no way. All you got to do is just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Can I get a witness up
there? Amen.
He'll work it out.
You'll work it out?
You'll
work it out, kid.
Oh, yeah.
All you got to do is listen to what I say. I ain't gonna tell you. If I can't tell you nothing to help you, I'm sure I'm not gonna tell you nothing to hurt you.
Right.
Because God is not gonna hurt nobody. God, all he did was help somebody. Yeah. When Jesus came on the scene, all Jesus did was help somebody. They tried to throw him off a cliff, didn't they? In Luke chapter 4:30. Don't read. They tried to throw him off a cliff. But Jesus was too much for him.
Yes, sir.
He read the supernatural in their behind.
Yes,
he did. Right. Don't read it. I'm giving you the scripture. Luke chapter 4 and verse 30. 29:30, when they tried to throw him off the cliff. The man ain't done nothing wrong. All he did was told him about what the word said. And they did that. See, sometimes words, it'll draw you and it'll make you mad. But don't get mad because of the word. Get up on the word and say, the word said this, and I'm going to try and try and see. Won't you be delivered?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Look at that. Let that hurt your cup. Look what it said. The pillar of cloud that was behind.
Uh-huh.
Look what it said. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Mm-hmm. But as I look in the scripture,
well,
the Bible said,
uh-huh,
that Jesus,
well,
the Son of the Living God,
well,
was down there. On the same team with his father. The Holy Ghost was down there with the team too. The Trinity was all working together. The Bible said that the children of Israel began to move on forward. But the Lord had looked out early that morning, I think. I'm tired of playing with favor. I'm finna show favor who I am. I'm finna show favor my powers that I have. The Bible said early that morning,
is up in him. The Bible said that the Lord began to send an east wind all night long. That was an east wind blowing back the Red Sea. You gonna tell me that the Lord is not good? Shake somebody's hand and say, I know that the Lord will make a way somehow, some way. I know that the Lord will keep me in perfect peace. Yeah, no.
You may be going through something in your life, and sometimes things can get so hard. Whatever you're going through, put your trust in Jesus. He'll never leave you.
Your life's about to change.
You'll never be the same.
Your life's about to change.
Yeah.
You'll never be the same.
Now listen. I talked to a single mom the other day who was raising her kids all alone. She was deeply depressed because the father had left them all and gone. And I told her, lady, it's gonna be hard trying to raise them on your own. So just put your trust in Jesus and just keep on holding on, holding on. But there is one Father, and he's a Father to us all. And he's gonna help you raise your children, and he's gonna be there through it all. Lady, I promise you,
you'll never be the same.
Things won't stay the same. It's gonna change. Yeah. Pastor Tim Rogers, take this mic.
Different day, same storm. Pain just goes and comes.
Take your time and sing.
You don't know which way to look when you've been doing everything by the book, yeah. So when will it all end? When will you feel that joy again? You're asking, when will your time come?
How long?
When will this race be won? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've been holding on for years, even smiling through the tears all out there. But don't you be surprised when he comes and changes your life, yeah.
Oh,
I just believe it today, yeah. You'll never be the same. Your life, you got to trust me. You'll never be the same.
And if you're listening, whatever you're going through, I know it gets hard sometimes. I know you have to cry sometimes. But listen to me, the burdens that you've been bearing and the load that you've been carrying, hallelujah, and all the pain, the disappointments, even the sleepless nights. But just remember, your breakthrough is coming. No breakthrough is coming, and God won't put no more on you than you're able to bear. You're able to bear. He's gonna bless your children.
Let the message preached today bless you, and it has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. are Bible study.
And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Forest, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school.
God bless you.